singer Trisha Yearwood's Grammy-winning hit She's in Love with a Boy is celebrating 30 years. It hit number one on Billboard's country chart and launched her career in 1991. Her Emmy-winning Food Network TV show, Trisha's Southern Kitchen, returned for a new season this month. Her latest cookbook, Trisha's Kitchen, is out this week. And she's rebounding from COVID. So let's catch up with Trisha Yearwood. Trisha, good to talk to you again.
It's good to talk to you again, Robin.
And we have to start with, how are you feeling? Because we read in this bout, you were unable to taste or smell, and you're a cook.
Yes. I mean, the good news is I wrote this book before I got COVID, so I could taste and smell everything that I was cooking.
Okay.
It's been a journey. I mean, I'm about 8 or 9 months post now. It was a mild case, but I did have some taste and smell issues. But everything's coming back. Some things are still a little bit weird, but I'm good, and I feel very lucky. I mean, I got the call that I could get the vaccine about a week after I had COVID, so I was
now you
I
tell
just
me.
Missed
yeah.
the window. I know I had made it so far, but I feel very lucky to be healthy. Everything's good, and to be vaccinated, so I'm in good shape.
Yay! Can I just ask what happens weird? Because we're so, you know, everybody wants to know about long COVID. Is anything you can share?
The biggest thing for me was the smell and taste, and it was just at first completely gone. And then as things came back, certain things don't taste or smell the way they're supposed to. So things that I love, like the smell of onions and garlic cooking in a pan, I couldn't handle it. The smell was not good, and not a smell I could even describe. It's a very metallic kind of petroleum burnt weirdness. But then things get better, and the first thing I remember tasting was something sweet, and sugar came back first. And so I ate a lot of fruit in the beginning, you know, but it's all good. I feel really lucky that it wasn't worse than it was.
Well, yeah. And you know how worse it could be and is for some people. So yay. But you have to ask, how about husband Garth Brooks? Did he get sick? We saw him at the Biden inauguration like a kid in a candy shop, you know, literally crawling, climbing over the president's shoulders to get to the Obamas. It was quite a joyful thing to see. He didn't really climb on the president, but
no, he didn't. He probably would have been taken down by the Secret Service, but he did. I think he hugged a record number of presidents in a very short time span.
Yes.
that day. He was great. You know, when he's all about me. And so when I got sick, he would not quarantine away from me. And so but he never got sick. He truly proved to me that he is Superman. So, but he's just the best. And this is the first book that he's been in all the books and he's written all the forewords, but right. I asked him to come be in the family lifestyle shots this time, which he has not done in the previous book. So it was really cool to have him at the table because he is always at the table. So it was really nice to have him in the pictures.
Yeah. Okay. That's one thing, but you wrote the book and few people get to start an introduction with this sentence. It was 1998, and I found myself sitting in Maya Angelou's kitchen watching her carefully bred fresh catfish in cornmeal. How did that happen?
The craziest thing, I was on tour with Garth, and we were in North Carolina where she was teaching, and we got a call that she wanted me to come to lunch. And I thought, first of all, someone's, you know, playing a trick on me. And then second of all, you probably meant to get Garth and you got me. And she's like, no, they want you to go. She wants you. And so I, of course, went to lunch and to her house. And she had listened to my music. And there was a song called Walk Away Joe that she just loved the story. And she sat at her table, and I'll never forget. I mean, I just tried to soak in every moment, but she took her hands and she kind of did a rhythmic, like almost like a hand snare on the table and recited some of Walk Away Joe to me. And I was just like, this is happening. And then she proceeded to make lunch for us. And this was long before there was a cookbook or a cooking show. And I just remember being so struck by the experience and the day. And I made a new friend that day, and how powerful the connection of food and music and are to relationships.
Yeah.
To me, I think it solidified how we think that when we sit down to eat, we're just sitting down to eat, but it can be and should be so much more than that. That connection of sitting at a table together and having a conversation is as important as the food itself.
Yeah. Let's talk about the food.
Okay.
flipping through chili mac and cheese, pecan sticky buns with bacon, caramel, double stuffed brownies. This is a pandemic cookbook. It's like, but what else is here? I mean, is this family? Is this, what else is here?
Yeah, I mean, there's a combination of things that I would go to bed at night and think, like, what if I figured out what was inside the Oreo and I put it between a brownie? You know,
oh,
like
good
those
idea.
Kind of things would, you know, that would, it's never a bad idea. And then things that I took from having to develop recipes for the cooking show, now that we've made my grandmother, my mother, my dad's most everything they make, and making those things my own. You know, there's a chicken pot pie burger in here that I love that's like, it's a chicken burger, and it's, you saute the vegetables that go in the chicken pot pie, and then you make a gravy that pour over the bun that is the gravy that's in the chicken pot pie, and it tastes just like mom used to make, but it's a burger, you know? So those kind of twists on classics. And then my sister and I, we discovered a little cookbook. Our grandmother Yearwood was not, she wasn't the she did cook, but she wasn't the main cook. We always talk about her other grandmother and grandfather who had a dairy farm and cooked every day, and she didn't, but she did make dessert, and that's what we remember as kids. And we found this little cookbook, and there was a handwritten recipe for fried pies, and we just lit up because it's never been in a book, and we didn't even know where the recipe was because our dad used to always talk about his mom's fried pies. Mm-hmm. So we renamed the recipe Jack's Fried Pies, and then we went to work on figuring out if it just says butter. A lot of those old recipes just said oleo, and you had to figure out, okay, well, how much butter and how mm-hmm. how many apples and how do you do it? So those were things that were really fun to kind of, you know, to think you don't still have any family tradition recipes. You know, what do you have left? And then you still, and we were able to find some really, really cool ones to throw in here.
Yeah. By the way, you mentioned your sister Beth, who's as familiar to fans of your show as you are. Is she there?
She is here. She's sitting right next to me. She and I, she is my person. And
are you the same person?
We bond over everything. Yeah. And when I told her I was talking to you, I said, just come sit by me because I'm talking to Robin Young today.
Well, thank you. Can you pass the phone to her?
I would love to. Hold on just a second. Here's Beth. Hang on.
Hi, Beth. Surprise.
This is crazy.
Well, no, it's like intel because tell us, really, really, your sister does all this cooking?
Really, really, really. You know, the first book was born out of her moving to Oklahoma and cooking for Garth and three girls. And she had sort of cooked for herself and maybe not even so much cooked before that. And so my daughter Ashley put together some just family recipes for her to have out there to cook, you know, to start cooking. And she just became fearless, and she just became this person who will try anything and cook anything, and now she's teaching us.
Well, you're right up there with her. And does it help that you guys talk about, you know, having, you know, gaining this appreciation from parents and then losing your parents and losing other generations? And I'm just wondering, yes, it's great. You've got a show and you're selling cookbooks, but also is this about, do you feel yourself keeping the other generations there through the recipes?
We absolutely do. And it seems like no matter how much time goes by or what we're doing, they come up in conversation. We'll be doing something and something will remind us of mom and daddy, or we'll be cooking something, or we'll sit down to a meal and somebody will say something. And just the other day I was making a disclaimer about something that I brought for dessert, and Tricia said, okay, Jack, you know, because daddy was like that, very self-effacing, you know, and so it keeps them alive for us. Yeah.
Okay. Well, I guess you are the real deal. You can hand me back to your sister now.
Okay. Good to talk to you. Thanks.
You too. Tricia, always great to catch up with you, and I'm so glad you have your sense of taste back. We all benefit.
Well, thank you. I am too. You can't imagine what it's like to not have those, you know, we don't have that many senses. We need them all. So thank you. It's all good. And it's always a joy to talk to you.
Well, thank you so much. Take care.
You too.
And that boy's just a walk-away Joe, born to be a believer, tell you from the word go, destined to deceive her. He's the wrong kind of paradise. She's gonna know it.
Grammy and Emmy-winning singer and Food Network star Tricia Yearwood and her sister Beth Yearwood Bernard. Tricia's latest cookbook is Tricia's Kitchen, easy comfort food for friends and family. And this is the song Maya Angelou loved, Walk Away Joe, the guy who just couldn't stay.